Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, birds? This is your delightful, delightful girl, Vixen, and welcome to another edition of In the Playground Radio, okay? Sunday Night Social is a new thing that we're starting here on the show where we're going to play, like, R&B and, you know, soul music and, you know, things of that nature, probably a little rap in between. Is some of the soul, but, you know, we're going to get to it, okay? Also, we're going to talk about more stuff coming up, okay? Also, VH1 is to produce a biopic about R&B group Jodeci. Will you be watching? Do you think that's a good idea? I want to hear from you. What do you think, okay? Email me at ipgradio@mail.com. And also chit-chat with me live in the chat room, all right? Sunday Night Social is in full effect. I am your delightful delight Vixen. And let's get it from one of my favorite artists, okay? Here is Mr. DeVere with What You Need here on Any Playground.
This is the Rude Way, and you're now listening to Vixen on GRM Radio Network. I foot.
I don't recognize. You see, you're talking to your girlfriend.
We're back here at your favorite interstation in Minds, Indie Playground. I am your delightful, your curvaceous, your voluptuous, your vixen. And I'm all up in here on this Sunday night social where we give you the best in indie music. Any artist, if you want to get your music heard on this station, all you got to do is email me a copy of it, all right? Some contact information and also a bio or something about you. To IPGradio@mail.com. That's right, IPGradio@mail.com. Remember, I was just telling you about Jodeci. It's probably going to get a biopic done, all right, by VH1. Their VH1 hasn't, you know, say, confirm, or deny it yet. But according to one of the members, Devontae, up in the group Jodeci, he tweeted out last Monday, hinted that the biopic is being shopped around to major cable networks, okay? So we're interested in giving, you know, what's going on, what happened to Jodeci. But you remember Casey and JoJo left the group back in the 90s to do a little duo. So I want to know what happened. Do you guys want to know what happened? Hope we'll stay tuned to find out more, okay? Now, guess what happened? Tupac's car was sold for $300,000. So, guys, if Tupac's 1996 Hummer, if you could afford it for $300,000, would you buy it? I know I would. Also, coming up, we're going to talk about a black Virginia teen was charged and arrested for stealing free milk. Yes, we're going to talk about it as we get back to some great indie music here on Indie Playground. Here is She Says Mouse, with Trust here on Indie Playground.
Clearly see that it ain't no more you and me. artists wanted. IPGradio@mail.com.
$0.65 milk carton. The boy and his parents, though, say that's
Clark says what was a bad problem has only gotten worse. She just got a letter saying her son has to appear in juvenile court. He's been charged with larceny.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is beyond. This is embarrassing. He's at home for 65 cents.
The charge stems from an incident at Graham Park Middle School May 10th. Her son Ryan went back to the lunch line to get his milk, and he says a Prince William County police officer accused him of stealing. Turns out the student is on the free lunch program, and the milk should have been free. Police also say because the student broke the rules and became disorderly, the officer cuffed him. The middle schooler says he did pull back from the officer.
I yanked away from my son to get off him because he's not my dad.
His mother says he was taken to the principal's office and searched for drugs because the principal claimed he was acting inappropriately.
Because he was fidgety, he kept pulling on his strings of his pants and laughing when we were trying to talk to him and just refused to talk.
She says the school suspended her son for theft, for being disrespectful, and using his cell phone. In a statement, the Prince William County School spokesman told us, quote, "The need for disciplinary action is determined by how a student behaves throughout any given incident. An appeals process is in place to ensure the fairness of any disciplinary action." But his mother says the punishment doesn't seem to fit the crime. Police say the larceny charge is because he tried to, quote, conceal the milk, something the student denies. And his mom is fighting to both get him back in school and to keep him from having a juvenile record.
I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. It went too far. And then they try and charge my son. Well, they are trying. They charge him with larceny, which I don't have no understanding to why they're trying to charge him with larceny when he was entitled to that milk from the beginning.
In Dumfries, I'm Ross Slater, ABC 7 News.
Hey guys, we're back here in the playground. Guys, I want to know your opinion of this, okay? A teenager got arrested for free milk that he's entitled to, excuse me. And I just want to know how you guys feel about this. I mean, I want to know your opinion. Email me, okay, at ipgradio@mail.com, or you can chit chat with me live here in the chat room. I just want to know you guys' opinion of this. You think it went too far, especially with in testing them for drugs or what have you, or frisk? I mean, I think that's gone a little bit too far, but I want to hear from you. Email me, okay, at ipgradio@mail.com. Oh, my God. Here it is. When I'm With You. This one, I love this song by Megan Marie. I've had to hear her on the show.